Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
To the world, getting ready to be on my way to the studio. Had a whole great week. Like, it was just like such a beautiful week. And yesterday, I was such a
big part of, well, I don't know. I think it was, everybody was a big part of the premiere for Concealed Habitat yesterday. I mean, it was definitely beautiful. All the gorgeous people in the building, everybody from Philly. Q looking good. Mr. Weed looking good. James Cagney, Kid Nice, and his wife. All looking good. And I'd like to welcome the director and one of the stars, EQ, to my show right now. What's up, EQ?
What's good, Hines? What's good with you? Oh, man, I had a ball last night. It was crazy. It was so many people there. Yo, I appreciate the love for all y'all who came out, man. It was exciting. Man, I'm lost for words for it. I mean, I got great comments today from a lot of people. I think it was a beautiful event. What's good?
Yo, I feel you with that loss for words. That's how I was last night. It was just so supportive. You had all the people in the building. You had the Young Bucks in the building. You had the teens in the building. Philly was in the building hard. Shout out to Sandman. Shout out to Digital Planets. C Knowledge, all his squad, shout out to Housewife. It was just Ace McClick Clack.
No Frills was there, my man.
Frills, Jody, yeah, Jody Telly. Who else I'm missing?
Chris Kennedy was there.
Yeah, Chris Kennedy, his little fly self.
Yep, Nate, my man Nate, what do you call himself? The comedian, Nate, dang, what the hell he call himself, man? I'm trying to remember. Nate the Landlord, that's what he call himself.
Oh, yeah, Nate the Landlord, that's my buddy. That's my people. Yeah, shout out to him and his motorcycle club. Shout out to the motorcycle club that was there. Pat, what are they named, the Strikers?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out, big ups to the Strikers. You had the whole motorcycle going up in there. It was nice. You want to give some thank yous before I get into talking about Concealed Habitat and you and what's upcoming and all the work that you've actually done in the city?
Wow, it was a crazy event. I just got to thank everybody. I don't want to forget any names. I definitely want to thank my team, Philly Coalition, BU, Sandman, James Cag, Q. Yo, Q was good last night. She was really, really popping it out. You know what I'm saying? It was looking. My C Knowledge, definitely gotta give a shout out to C Knowledge. He came through all the way from New York. Very cool. Wow. Oh, Who Mag Magazine. Actually, my man Rob Schwartz just had his movie premiere today for his new TV show. Shout out to him. Shout out to Big O. O definitely represented. You know what I mean? Good Lord. Wolfpack Gang. Oh, man, everybody, man, like I said, I don't want to forget nobody. Everybody's definitely represented.
Shout out to Philly Dom. Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
They got my sister, like, for real. She definitely, Philly Dom was definitely doing her thing last night, being all organized.
Yeah, Philly,
and
I got to shout out my girl Dex, because she definitely handled the door very well. My security team, they was nice. They did their thing. Everything was polite and peaceful. Wow. Am I forgetting anybody? Like
me?
I'm honest. You in the flesh. You know
I'm joking. I'm so joking. I swear I would have bent over backwards for that movie premiere yesterday. It wasn't about nothing. And shout out to LJ, Strictly Graphics. It's my boy.
Yeah, definitely shout out to him.
Shout out to Sabina, the little 5-year-old. There's a 5-year-old in there, but she didn't want to watch the movie. Me and her was out in the lobby playing games, but I was holding down babysitting too. That was definitely love. It was a beautiful event.
Shout out to that state representative, what's her name, Pat. She came through and got on the mic and did her little thing, fuel and everything.
I missed that.
Yeah, that was in the beginning, like right before we got started. She came on the mic, you know what I mean, told a couple of jokes. They was just laughing. Everybody thought it was funny. It was good, man. It was definitely a good time.
Yeah,
man. And we had the house packed. I don't know if you noticed that, but he had the house packed.
Shout out to everybody we went through. Ian, his friend King. Shout out, big up King, or whoever King is to him, I don't know. We gonna have Mr. Wayne. He said he's gonna call into the show. Along with Q, the star. I extended it out to everybody, fan, pros, OC, Diesel. I'm going to send it out to everybody, Ken, Nice. Definitely we're going to get it in and talk about this movie. And I'm going to tell everybody how they can, well, I guess EQ, you can tell everybody how they can be able to cop that DVD and some of the other things you did. But before we go on, I am live, y'all, from Philly, chilling up in the, what did he call it, Rican Land? Waiting for my ride to the studio or whatever with Jay Dunny. Definitely much love. And I have a beautiful, gorgeous black woman singer / lyricist. I didn't even know you had that. You're welcome to Kyle Star.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing so good right now. Feeling so good and so proud. And definitely all about unity. Like, you and I, T, you are
the
queen.
That's the unity.
Like.
Damn right. It gotta be that. There's not enough of that going around. There's so much other shit going around, and we really need to, like, you know what I'm saying, take each other, hold each other, and encourage each other to do better. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And I want you also, I want to touch on another thing, too, with you while I have you on the line. But definitely, I want you to meet EQ Philly. He's a producer, rapper, director, writer, engineer, graphic designer. No, he is definitely a master jack.
That's what it is.
That's my new word. Yeah, to describe certain people, they master jacks. Like, niggas be like, yeah, I could do that.
You know what you gotta be, you know what I'm saying? Cause without, we gonna get the unity part up, you know what I'm saying? But until we get that, you know what I'm saying? We got, God bless the child to have his own. If you can't do it, you know what I'm saying? Learn how to do it, period, point blank. Cause so many people will try to hold you back and keep you down from doing what it is that you need to do. If you can be multifaceted like that, then you got it in the bag. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely know what you're talking about. Big ups to you. And EQ, I wish you was around, because I'm sure if you was on Facebook, you'd have jumped in. Like about an hour and a half ago, I started off, I'm like, yo, this is just for exercise and just for my MCs as a test. Like, I'm going to start off with two bars. You either rhyme with it or just like flow, go
right.
in, right?
Right. Yo, that shit was so fun, yo.
Oh my gosh, I went in, Low Pro went in, my homie Norm Green, Danny Cash,
Pamela
Nikai.
Was on that bitch. Pamela was on there.
Yeah, Pamela, she definitely came in. Like, it was just like, we just going back to back.
That was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was going to be like 55 comments or something, or 47
like
comments.
We had 64.
It was 64?
Yeah,
oh,
we were keeping it going. I think I put my last little yeah, I mean, on there. And I love it like that.
I'm a definitely, while we're on a call, definitely during the call, I'm going to go back to it and just definitely spit some people's bars because that joint was hot.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Big up to everybody. And you know what I don't really like, and I've started to find out that it's definitely like kind of like an epidemic. People act real scared to like showcase themselves. You know what I mean? Like they like, oh, I don't wanna go out and get no fans. People gonna steal my raps. People gonna steal my raps. What you think about that, Nakai? Hello.
Lost the call.
Right where I'm supposed to be.
What happened?
Nakai?
Yeah.
It's just some.
Hello,
Nakai?
Yeah, what's that?
No, I was saying, like, what, how do you feel about that? Like, people saying that they shouldn't, you know what I mean, perform or do YouTubes and stuff like that. Or still what they doing or whatever. Hello? What happened to everybody? I'm having some technical difficulties on my phone. Give me a second for.
I don't know what's up with the connection.
But like I was saying, the question I was asking you, like, how, did you get the question or I gotta
repeat it? No, I heard, repeat it for me.
No, I was just saying, like, how do you feel about being a performer and everything? Like, you know, some people have that mentality. They're like, I'm not going to perform. I'm not going to do a YouTube because they think that somebody's going to steal what they're doing. Or, I don't know. I don't think it's a way that you can steal from another person or whatever.
Huh. Well, yeah, it's an issue with artists because, you know what I'm saying, you do want to have your shit copywritten, you know what I'm saying, can I say shit? I just said it. Okay. You do want to have your stuff copywritten or whatever, you know what I'm saying, it is like, you know, a risk to put your stuff on YouTube or whatever, you know what I mean, it's really just about all where you're trying to go with it and what you're trying to do with it, you know what I'm saying, and how serious you are about it, you feel me?
Yeah, I definitely feel it. You know what, and it's so true. That's another reason why I said let's do it, because on some real shit, like, of course you could be subject to people, yes, of course you could be subject to people stealing some of the things that you've done, but it's, you know what I mean, ain't nothing different for real, for real. People have their own way of doing things,
right.
And I don't think that you should definitely, I think that's a waste of time trying to identify who's stealing your raps or who's trying to be like you. Like, can we please, like, focus?
Well, I think the thing that you was proving, like, because, I mean, I know that everything that I put on the page was definitely off the top of my dome. You know what I'm saying?
Mine was,
so,
too.
Yeah.
Except
so,
for one joint. I think one joint I did.
It's cool, but it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you just, I mean, in order for you to be an artist, you got to put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's stealing my shit, I must be good. You know what I mean? So, like, they can have a little couple bars and, you know what I'm saying, keep it moving because it's way more than where it come from. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. You got to have that mentality, like, you still want to create. You still want to do things. It's like, it's an abundance of things to do. Just like my first guest that I had on. You know what I mean? He's not, I don't know how he started with it, but the things that he does now, he doesn't limit himself. So, and I don't think anybody should limit themselves, especially if you want to entertain people, if you want to draw fans, you know what I mean, if you want to make that good music or whatever it is, entertain people. Because it's not about your competition. You are supposed to compete.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. You are supposed to compete and see what's going on around you, you know what I'm saying, just to be aware of what's new or whatever,
right.
But the main focus is fans, right?
Right. You want to expand, too. Like, that's how, you know what I'm saying, with my YouTube shit that I got going on, you know what I'm saying, I'll do shows, you know what I'm saying, from time to time or whatever. I've been kind of laying bit because I'm trying to finish my album right now. But it's all about exposure and all about getting that fan base because people got to know you and know what you're doing before they're going to buy into you. And it takes some time to do that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I just encourage everybody, get in where you fit in, you know what I'm saying? And if you limit yourself, then all your options are going to be limited, you know what I mean? I'm saying, like, if you limit yourself, then you can't hate somebody, the next person who wants, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that. You got to show yourself, you got to prove to yourself that you can do whatever it is that you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to have people who ain't going to be for you, but you're going to have a lot of people that's going to be for you, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I can, thank you. As a matter of fact, like, one of my sayings on Felicia, everybody know, I be like, show off. So, Nakai, please, like, I know you. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I know how you get it in with the harmony.
Yeah.
I can't think. But tell everybody about your MySpace or your YouTube or whatever so they can be able to go back and check up on you, because I do have people who come back and download the show. I definitely appreciate it. And, you know what I'm saying, I would like for people to check up on you, and I encourage everybody to network, because your network is your network.
Yeah, that network could be strong, because, like, right now, my network is Columbia, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Georgia, New Jersey, all that, and that's all about that expansion we were talking about. I am Nakasta. I am a lyricist. I rap sometimes. Y'all was getting down with you today, honest. That ain't my forte, but I can do the damn thing. You can find me on MySpace. / Nakistar, NEHKISTARNEHKISTARR. And I'm also on Facebook. And the YouTube joint, I'm not going to even get that out right now because it's not really nothing popping on there. We just took some shit off to put some stuff on or whatever. So, like, I'm going to get with you and we'll do that another time.
Okay, no, it ain't about it. You'd be surprised. I Google my name from time to time. And you'd be surprised who will put up a video or something that you did, depending on where you are. Like, definitely big up to Blackout Entertainment. Shout out to Castro HFM for posting up the interview that I did with him. So you Google Honest Fire, you're going to find that. And I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate it.
She big. Honest Fire. That's my nigga. I love you, bro.
I was just on the show.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I'm not at the studio right now, so I can't open up the line. That's why I told you calling my phone. Anybody who's listening to the line, like, y'all got my extra number, hit me up. I'll be in the studio to organize everything momentarily. But it's still definitely a whole lot of love. And sometimes I do take the show when we're having technical difficulties to do audio blog or whatever about what's going on with everybody, because it's always something. Definitely is always something. And then, Nakai, I want you to meet my people. It's like my home over there, G Stacks, the Thundercat Studio.
Okay.
Meet Nakai Star.
Yo.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
What's up, Thundercats?
Hey, what's good? What's poppin'?
Ain't shit going on.
Yeah, we definitely chillin' Stacks. Oh, man, you would have loved it. Where is Dollar? He would have loved it. We was on Facebook just tripping.
We need to do that on an occasional basis.
Yo, on some real, it was definitely love. And I'm about to bring in Miss All Business DJ Text on me. Hold on. AB, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's what's good. Welcome to Philly Shy All Business.
Absolutely. You know, I have to show some love for EQ, Philly, Illadel Style, the whole movement over there, Too Fresh, everything. You got history over there, and definitely mad support on this end. You know that.
What history do you know about it? Fill us in, because we trying to show off. Like, just give us a little bit of that.
Well, I mean, first of all, EQ is one of those humble, continuous grinding, you know, type cats that really, really keep it hip-hop fresh. Every now and then he'll dance a little bit around some other genres, but just to let you know that he's versatile. This guy also, him and Young Ty, they actually won. I put on a competition. I was looking for best hip-hop artists and best R&B artists, and I had them perform at the Password Party, and they auditioned for this event, came through, dressed right, uniformed, ready to go, geared up. Went into their, you know, ranting and raving and put on a show. They entertained and wild over my judging panel and got that opportunity to do their thing down there at the Password Party. You can check that out on YouTube as well. Just Google Mr. All Business Holiday Password Party and all that information will come up. But just EQ and doing his thing. I couldn't make it down to the premiere because we had three shows to do ourselves and the timing wasn't working in my favor, but he's always doing his thing, so big up to EQ.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Thank you for those words. Where you? I heard you doing an old school party.
I had to dip out real quick. I was listening to you, but then I heard you say, you know, call the Bat Cave to get through. So, down here. Yeah, I'm always got my ear to the ground. But yeah, we down here at Darlings, Powers, Broad, and Thompson. Over here putting on an old school party, and you have a young lady that had enough, you know, sense to hire DJ Touchstone, the DJ. And we're going to be there. And I told her, I said, what you want to do is to increase that party. Anybody that comes to that door, you got to do it. Say, I'm here with DJ Touchstone, Mr. 106 in Park. And you'll get in free all night.
That name from Bow Wow, didn't he? Shout out to Touchstone. Get him. Definitely is a big up. Big ups to Touchstone. And AB, I want you to check out my Facebook because I started this door like I was.
I heard you had a little cipher on there.
Yo, we had a cipher. It was crazy. I was like, everybody go in two bars and just flow. It was just.
No, you know what I want to do with that? I heard it was up to like 50 some responses. I mean, and just to add on another comment question you put out, what do you think about people that's afraid of putting their material out? I mean,
okay.
I would just say this. At the end of the day, everything recycles itself. Of course, it's not fair to rob, steal, take, bite, you know, whatever you want to call it. But I think that if you're an artist, you got to know how to market yourself. That's why Jay-Z and 50 Cent, Kanye West, they're so big, not just for their lyrical content, but their marketing genius. They'll do an album with the intent for it to get leaked. They do another album with 3-4 other tracks verses on it as well and still get their fair share. So I say this, if that's what marketing is, YouTube, Facebook, then you got to have some Facebook raps. And, you know, you can't be afraid. I'm never mad at a ringtone rapper. However,
right.
You just can't have the same thing and call it an album. So my thing is you got to be creative enough and extensive enough to put that out there and don't feel like that's going to be the one thing that get yanked under you, you know, from under your feet. So put your work out there and get your credibility, get your viewage up, get your Google up, you know, get your name out there, get your verbiage out there, get your lyrical content out there, get it out there. And don't be afraid of a little challenge. And I like what you did. I think that's something we should do and turn it into something. I mean, for real, like really make that cipher turn into something.
Right, hello?
Right.
Thank you so much, AB.
Yeah,
I definitely appreciate
those,
that.
And those don't know, I mean, this is AB, Mr. All Business. Definitely take the time, Google me. You talked about unity as well when I was first calling into the show. Honest Fire, you know, that is my biggest thing. I mean, I have a love for unity. I have a love for connectivity. There's so much going on and a lot that's going to happen for Philadelphia, and I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm part of that umbrella that's making it happen. Even tomorrow, we're doing something for the breast cancer, the whole awareness thing going on down at the Art Museum. We're going to have about 5 or 6 artists performing down there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And just putting on, it's all about giving back and getting into the right circle. So I also got something else coming up. Don't forget it, the 18th of this month, we're going to be at Shady's Bar and Grill up there, 6134 Stinton Avenue, for the second filming for Mr. All Business TV talk show. Thank you, Honest Fire, for coming out and being interviewed and spitting that hot-ish on the first couple episodes. So that was a good look. And we're going to definitely do some things. I got people really looking.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to do much more things. You know I'm always at the disposal of one of your good events, and I'll be there for the film of the next TV show. And I might bring somebody else because also my producer – / artist himself, Jay Dunny, Big Face Dunny, he just had a song premiering on 99 Cosmic Kev show last night, the Come Up show, and it's definitely fresh. He has a lot of talent, and I can't wait to introduce you to more of his music. You listen to it on Philly Shine, and you love it, but we got some new stuff. OMG. Go in. Hopefully I get a chance to upload it to the show tonight and be a tonight. We'll see, though. Like I said, thank you so much, AB, for calling in.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely could do that. I'm about to get back. We'll bring him back on, but definitely tune in to Mr. Business Show Monday. He does the life skills where everybody could call in, and you definitely got to have yourself, like, together in the whole entire way. Like, your mind has to be right, your money got to be right, your team got to be right. You agree with me, Stax?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Definitely.
Man, I'm gonna say something though. Like what he was saying, it was all good. Like, as far as what putting your music out there, putting it on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and promoting yourself. But you also gotta be able to have somebody that's gonna do the business aspect of it. If you're a person like me, like I'm in a wheelchair, you know what I'm saying, I produce, I engineer, I rap, I write R&B. But at the same time, I can't go out and promote myself because it's hard for me to get out there and do that. A person like Touchtone, he ain't do it all himself. He had somebody to help him out. So you also got to have somebody that's on your team that's willing to work and go for it too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
To have that push. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't go out and do what they got to do at the same time. They might have the best music. They might have the best beats. They might have the best engineering, but they ain't got nobody back. Your name might be popping too. I've been doing this for years. I know everybody in the game. I know a lot of dudes that sign that I used to work with. You know what I'm saying? It don't necessarily mean that you're going to blow because you got a name. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is that even though you're an artist and you're good and you're putting yourself on YouTube and all this and the third, you still need somebody that's going back and somebody else that knows other people that's doing other things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking what nobody else is saying. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's facts. You know what I'm saying? The facts have been proven. Gilly ain't get in by herself. He paying people to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of people that's doing other things to get in. But if you ain't got them aspects, if you ain't got them people that's doing what they need to do to get in there, other people, and you just by yourself, you ain't gonna get in there.
You definitely not.
If I walk up to Cosmic Cast today or tomorrow, he gonna be like, nigga, who you? You know what I'm saying? And my music might be better than Gilly's. My music might be better than Meek Mill's. But he gonna look at me like, who you, nigga? Because that's the type of person he is. Now, if you walk up to me and you say, yo, listen to my CD, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen to it. If it ain't hot, I'm going to tell you, look, you need to work on this, that, and the third. Come back, and I'm going to look out for you. Colin McKenzie ain't going to do that.
You know, sex?
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But that's just what I'm saying, man. Like, I ain't trying to knock nobody. I'm doing what I do. Like, I got music popping on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody might not hear it, but you're going to hear me, believe me. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on projects. Huh?
Everybody, damn.
I'm working on projects now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to hit the streets at the right time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to put no bullshit out. Everybody looking like, damn, what's this? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give them a little hip-hop, I'm going to give them a little party, and I'm going to give them a little hard music. You know what I'm saying?
You know, telling the girls stuff like throw your leg up and stuff like that?
Yeah. It's not, you know, things like that, you know.
What's up with that track? You versus Dollar, then it's you, and then it's Blanc, right?
Yeah, Blanc, man. Look, man, the ball Blanc nasty, right? Me and Dollar had first did the track. I was going to do two verses, you know what I'm saying? And Dollar was going to put one, but it got to the point where the track got so popular within the studio. Like, in my studio, like, people was just, like, feeling it. And only a couple dudes was like, yo, I could write something to that. So I heard Blanc, and Blanc was hot. He sounded like Joe Buttons to me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, look, man, get on the track. I mean, I need somebody like that. We got on the track, and it was a hit, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm into making. I'm into making hits, man. I ain't into making no hood music, all that. It's cool to make hood music because that's where I'm from. I'm not knocking it. But I'm trying to make music that everybody can bop to, you know what I'm saying? So when you hear that track, you know what I'm saying, all you're going to think about is dance. All you're going to hear is girl saying, throw your leg up, you know what I mean? All
right, I got you back on AB through the line. And we have a private caller calling in, too. I noticed Curry. Caller, *6-7. You just want to listen? Okay, fine. AB?
Yeah, I'm here, hon.
All right, cool. You want any final words or whatever? Then I'm about to play this track, Throw Your Leg Up. It's my favorite song right now.
No, absolutely. Definitely get into the track. I just say in general, everybody, you know, whatever your craft is, you got to get out, promote it, market it, and do your thing. And, you know, that's that. But let's get into that track so I can listen to what I can listen to before I step back in the blessings of this music.
Exactly. First up, Dollar. Second, G-Stack, then Blanc.
believe I'm certain. I'm so cool, I'm surfing. And when I get it in the bed, it's curtain. On purpose, tell her put a leg up. Daddy, it's hurting. Baby, I'm swerving. I know you like it like that. Spin around to the front, let me hit it like that. Yeah, you can holler at a ball. Tell a DJ rewind it, I'ma just grind it.
Take a leg up,
shorty, throw your leg up.
Somebody else who did the song. Cause if we did it, they didn't. You know they did it wrong. But we did it better. Throw your leg up and sing along. I'm looking shorty. I'm seeing the way you drop that. Stop that. You make me wanna pop that. Get you on your knees. Put your face on my ass. I'm nasty shorty. Forgive me. I need a mic check. Hold up. Don't hold your breath, girl. Breathe. You the reason why I'm in this club and can't leave. You the reason why I lost the car to the keys. Or the keys to the car. You're a star, girl. Please. Throw your leg up. Show me what you're working with. Let your booty jiggle. Show me what you're twerking with. Yeah. Can come and dance with a ball, tell a DJ rewind it, I'ma just grind it.
Bring your leg up,
shorty, throw your leg up.
You know your boy go hard. We can do the one-on-one, know the group menage. Look, there's no charge, I'm large, there's no prop. You can bring your whole squad, I had they nose all wide. My God, never lied, she a winner. He the snack, he the sold, I'm the five-star dinner. She got an ass that was made for the screen. She made your boy think how she fit in those jeans. With her ass like Buffy, way smaller than J-Lo. Charm like mine, I highly doubt she would say no. Oh no, her legs up like a kickstand. She wouldn't stand your boy's stroke, had me like damn.
Track, man, I want to go out and party, man.
Yo, I swear, I imagine the video was just a bunch of legs. I want all over the place. But AD, I also got EQ back on the line also. And what you think about that track? Did I get that to you? Can y'all hear me? Oh, I don't have the mic open. Here we go. AB, I got you open now.
Yeah, and I was saying I like it. Did you play that on your show before?
I think I played it last week. Yeah, I played it last week.
Yeah, no, I like it. I think I caught it in the middle of a song last time I heard it. I like it.
That's what's up. I'm glad. I'm happy to get that joint over to you. But big up, and I also, like I said, I got EQ back on the line, and I told him all the things. Well, I didn't tell him all the things, but he said some things about him.
Oh, absolutely. 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 All is well with EQ.
Hey, B.
Yes, sir, man.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get a chance to see you last night, man, but I just want to let you know that this joint, this
the second time around. This is my sophomore movie. I think we did a hell of a job crowd-wise. I think everybody came out to show love, unity. It was a positive event. I'm just looking forward to doing more, you know?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And let me know when. You know, I'm always available as long as I know about it and can get down there. I always got my support. Always.
Congratulations, too, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good.
More to come. More to come. Yeah, we down here at Dowling's Palace down here, Broad and Thompson. Going to knock out. We'll be here till like 2 o'clock.
That's
okay.
All right. I'm
going
to mute my phone because I'm ready to go inside.
Hey, no problem. All right. Well, now we'll definitely get back into talk more with EQ, talking more with G-Stanks and the other guests. Premiere yesterday was so decent. I was so happy to just take pictures with everybody. It was just a bunch of love. I swear, it was just like a whole bunch of love. What is going on with my switchboard?
That's a good thing, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. We gotta do more. But I'm about to actually get into a track from my peoples from down ATL because I have him paired up. He's always doing those sexy tricks for the ladies. Definitely the big girls love him. And this full-figure model, she's getting ready to just go so hard. And she chose to ask me, like, whose music to use or whatever. I sent her a bunch of people's stuff because she just my boy, Looney Tunes. And her name is Allure. Please check up on her from out of First Class Entertainment. This is a song, I don't know what she's going to do to it, but women go crazy over it. Powerful draw.
Looney Tunes in your area. Was gone, baby, you hanging on. I knew them draws had power, baby, bring it on.
Oh, 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 oh.
Toss me the keys to room 222. It's going down tonight, baby, so just make room.
Oh, 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 oh.
Looking at lingerie, she looking good and a smell from a mile away. When I get inside them drawers, I'ma taste. Then after that, I get it banging like the 808. Let's get it cracking, yeah, let's get it popping. Cause when we both start, you know, ain't no more stopping. Get the baby oil, rub you down, start massaging. Call my bed, I'll be eyes, boy, let's get it rocking.
Oh, 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 shawty got them powerful drawers.
Oh, that's my track. I love that joint. Shorty, I'm talking about on the radio. Shorty got some powerful drums. I'm sitting here with some very talented men, too, up in the studio. Definitely no stranger to Philly Shine. And my people's G-Sex, along with my brother Rome, just called in. What's good, Rome? Welcome back to the show.
What's going on, sis? What's the deal? I wanted to shout out EQ and everybody, man. Yeah, I mean, on that movie, man, that's what's up, y'all. Keep it pushing.
Yeah, you got to definitely get aware when they got the DVD available. Definitely the DVD will be available for sale for $5, if I'm not mistaken. $5. Definitely support the kid.
That's what's good.
Support the kid. And I would like you to meet G-Sex. Hey, not G-Sex. No.
What's good,
bro?
My brother, Rome.
What's good, bro?
What's going on? I'm chilling, man. Yeah, I mean, congrats, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro. Good luck.
Yo, yeah, he had his song. What do you think about that song?
What you say, sis?
The song that was playing, Throw Your Leg Up, he produced
it. Oh, yeah, man, what? That thing crazy, man. My lady first started patting on outside, man, and shaking her foot, man, and this one was coming through the phone, so when I seen that, I knew it was great.
That's what's up, bro. Look, man, I'm trying to make real music, man. Like, not even to say it's real music. It's just something that, you know what I'm saying, you could party to and vibe to without getting into no altercations, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something everybody can bop to. The females love it, you know what I'm saying? They throwing their leg up and you right there. You grinding it, you know what I'm saying? That's something for you to feel, bro. Like, you can't hang on that song. Like, there ain't no way. All the dudes got to love it because it's going to make them get in their grind mode. You know what I'm saying? That's something, you know what I mean?
Definitely get people in their bag. You got a request, brother, because I know you wanted me to play another track one day while I was on the show. Actually, Thursday, when the ball was in the way. Was he? Did you think he was in the way? In my opinion, he was in the way. Like, I appreciate the ball calling in the show, but you can't call in. I don't care who you are. It's definitely a pecking order, period. I don't give a fuck what type of situation it is. It's a pecking order. And if you fall victim to being pecked in order, shut the fuck up, take it on the chin. How are you, a person that was signed to Bad Boy for 8 years, I think he was signed to Bad Boy for 8 years, never pushed out anything. Now you want to push a book and call Puffy gay? How gay are you? You know what I mean? Like, remember when I asked him, Rome, I was like, so you want to talk about Puff, you want to talk about all these people. How were you privileged to this information? What part were you playing? Where were you? He was just like, my father gave me everything.
That's crazy, man. Boy was on some shit, sis. But you can play that, there's two drums I want you to play. It's called Can't Sleep. It's called
what?
I Can't, it's in the Teeth. It's in the season. It's called Can't Sleep. And I need you to play this joint called Go On or Go On.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear you. You say can't sleep?
Yeah.
Can't sleep. It's in the T's or C's?
It's in the C's.
Yep, we got that. All right, we got
and
that.
Need,
you know, Raw did over Raw did Raw. I'll come back and we get the second track a little later. But right now I want to welcome in the next caller to the show, 215-272. Welcome to Philly Shine. Where you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from my 9-to-5, baby girls. Raw deal. What's up with you?
I know that's right. What's good, Raw deal? Definitely big ups to you. And that track that we did together, I'm going to definitely hear that and play in a few minutes.
You can't forget about that new track we got.
Huh?
You can't forget about that new track we got, you know, G-Stacks, Raw, Dill, Molly, Raw.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, the Joy Forever, man. Yeah, we got that. That's on deck, too. That's definitely on deck. But first up, we got my boy Can't Sleep, Raw, Dill Squad, actually. Not just one person. Raw Deal. This is Raw Deal Squad. Can't Sleep featuring Bugsy.
Here we go.
Billy Stone.
D Polo.
I said I can't sleep, cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep,
cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I see demons in my sleep, so I'm counting my sheep. Is all I heard in my sleep, so I brace myself, cause that's the voice of the beast. Can't get me in reality, so now he's in my sleep. So dream on, sonny boy, run back to the hood, cause no matter where you go, I'll be right there, so I refuse to sleep. So I'm back in the streets, selling nicks, trays, and dimes, cause I gotta eat. Put sneaks on my feet, trying to stack my change, but when I go to sleep, everything done change. Life ain't the same, people still playing games. It's a secret society, I ain't on our brain. Peace to Obama, but Rome still selling cane. Still in the hood, marching with them bags of dimes, cause niggas on my block know I go hard with my rhymes. So fuck sleep, my life's a 24-hour grind.
Yeah, I can't sleep, cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep,
cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep, I see demons in my eyelids, fire on the pulpit, hell that's where I live, angel that's what I is, know that I'm just being tested, father I got some questions, why does data do depression, mischannel aggression, divers my effort for success, talking of recession is causing pressure deep in my chest, I digress, I lay my head down to sleep at night, darkest part of my soul is seeking light, I can see the fight, waging deep within me, it's just like my spirit's torn, my mind is hot, my heart is cold, the outside eyes are super warm, you've been warned, I'm on the edge. Doc say I'm sick in the head, tossing down while I'm in bed. Do I see flames on my eyes? Red, pull the covers over and it's just like I'm smelling smoke. Can't rest my head on the pillow cause I begin to choke. Never let them conquer me, I'm too strong, I fight them off. No text is doing my soul, so you can't write me off.
I can't sleep, cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep,
money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep,
been up for 2 or 3 days, but it's cool though, I made money 2 or 3 ways, it's a million ways to get it, a million ways to flip it, now what I'm gonna do besides take the mill and flip it, open up a couple stores and some restaurants, soon as I cut the ribbon, then I let my aunt run the family business, I'm taking care of business, you wouldn't know the first thing on how to run the business, I thought I was dreaming, nightmares of seeing demons, you wanna stop my paper, that dirty bastard scheming, so while you keep sinning, I'ma keep winning, and as the world turns, I'ma keep spending, yeah the money good, but so is the plastic, it's the same thing cause money and it's good to have it, and you see me in my clothes 3 or 4 time zone, just respect my grind homes, I'm getting my grind on.
Cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep,
cause there's money on my mind, and I'm always on my grind, and I'm running out of time.
I said I can't sleep,
I see them demons in my eyes, trying to take my mind, trying to pray for my demise.
I said I can't sleep, half of the time cause I'm high, nigga look at me, you see them bags under my eyes, man I'm low on fuel, but I'm gon' ride, I'm on my way for success, so if I failed I tried, but I ain't never failed at what I sell, cause what I sell they buy, music is my legacy, yeah so before I die, I'ma smash a lot of records while I'm alive, and get well respected, cause what I apply, demons be chasing me, now they be facing me, thinking the ways for where, yeah they be taking me, it's gon' be a fight before your fakers be breaking me, you're thinking you be making me get up out of line, had me in the lineup, chapter 11 broke, trying to get a bind up, secret societies only know when your time is up, so I get cash man and work this program until the shit crash, fam.
I can't sleep, cause there's money on my mind and I'm always
sleep. Can't sleep with the money on the mind. Definitely you can. You got to be awake for all that. Count that paper up. And we're going to welcome a few callers to the show before my brother talk about his song. Was you feeling that, John Ball, Bill?
Oh, I'm definitely feeling that. It's definitely a struggle out here. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely is a struggle.
So I feel like, and it took it back to the gutter, you know what I'm saying? That the whole essence of having a whole squad, everybody on the same vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Everybody got to be on the same vibe. I feel it. New caller I have on the line, and I got my brother back, 267-972. Welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where you calling from?
You know, Flow Pro with a fire.
Bro.
Yeah.
We went in on SB today, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was great exercise. Low Pro, welcome to the show. You definitely no stranger here on Philly Shine. Definitely come back time after time. It was looking real nice yesterday. We had a good time at the premiere.
Yeah, that's what it was all about. Everybody getting together, helping each other, you know, rock out. No hate involved. All love. You know what I mean?
I'm still waiting for that full track. I know I got the snippets. And when is your album out right now? Where can we get that? Yeah, it is. 65 comments.
I got the CD out in the streets called Old Dirty Bastard. I just put quite a few out there. I gotta get them all stores for the most part. You know what I mean? For the most part. But it's coming, baby.
All right, well, that's definitely love. That's what's up. I'm going to open up a few other callers that we have on the line listening in. 267-986.
What's up, good with them? Yeah. What's up, Philly Sean?
This kid Nice, baby.
This the motherfucking kid Nice, man. What's up, Philly Sean?
You.
Philly Sean, definitely chilling. What's up, kid Nice? One of the stars of the movie. And I would say a scene filler. Of Concealed Habitat. Kid Nice stole the scene.
I had to get my, you know, my Omar Epps on real quick and jump in the movie real quick. But right now, I'm on my way to bottom of the sea. Everybody coming out of the bottom of the sea. I'm about to jump on stage real quick. Shout out to Reese Rawway and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? On South Street, bottom of the sea. That's where it's at. Lil Pro, man. What's up, man?
Yes, what up, nigga?
That's what's up.
What up, Nice?
Nice, you heard him?
I need you to tell everybody get their ass to bottom of the sea right now. Is a celebrity in lingerie party out there. I'm about to get that shit cracking. I'm in the car full of beautiful women right now, man. I'm wilding out.
Don't be playing now. I'll snitch.
What'd you say?
Where's Dee-Dee? I said, where's Dee-Dee? I will snitch.
She's somewhere close to getting that money, man, right now. But, you know, I got to make these business moves. I'm in a car full of beautiful women, but, you know, we keeping it clean.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you better clean it up. Much love. Much love to you, kid Nice. And thank you so much for calling in. And definitely hold it down for me. Tell everybody I said what's up and send them all my love for real.
Hey, man, you already know what it is, man. Shout out Reese Rawway, man. Bottom of the sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it, like 15th or South?
Yes, sir.
Man, Concealed Habitat, the premiere yesterday was crazy, man. I was trying to do my thing, man. Shout out to EQ, James Cagney, Mr. Wee, everybody, man. We just, you know, trying to do it big, man. Honest Fire was in the building, doing her thing, getting everything together. Hey, man, they wouldn't even let me excuse them for the podcast last night. Because I ain't have enough buttons on my fucking shirt.
Shout out
to Cloud Fusion, man, for fucking up the dress code, not letting me get in there with my black pants and clothes on. I got black pants and clothes on the day too.
Big up to you. Yeah, that's a shame when they be like, oh, you ain't. He had to play. You don't got enough buttons on your shirt. It's a 48 button limit. He's so full of themselves. It's ridiculous. Go get money with like 10 people.
Let
10 people split a stack. Go ahead, whatever. Shout out to my other callers we have on the line. I'm about to open up some more callers before I get into this next Trizak go back to the Thundercat studio. Definitely do. 267-752. Welcome to Philly Chime. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is L.A. Brown. What's going on?
What's good, my other brother? What's good? Welcome back to the show. How you been?
Yeah, I've been chilling, man. I've been, you know, out and about, man, floating and handling business.
I heard you got some work for me.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I just came back, me and my old head, man. We was working on it, and I was listening to it, and I said, you know what, man, I need fire on this, man. You know? I need fire on this to make it complete.
Yo, big up yourself. Let everybody know your MySpace or how we could check out some of your YouTube.
Hey, man, you can check my music out at myspace.com/LA Brown Music, you know. I'm working on a mixtape now, Reality Rap. That'll be coming really soon. And, you know, you hear the music on there, man. Speaks for itself. I'm grinding right now, but fire, I need you on that track. I need you.
I'm definitely there. I'm so fake.
Yes.
Street,
yeah.
I'm all about the eight.
Yeah, I'm coming in front of
I'm gonna get a tattooed on my back soon.
Oh, I'm gonna get a tattoo on your back, huh?
Head
I'm surprised you ain't got it yet.
No joke.
You know what? Because Kev hasn't drew the picture, and I just need his artistry on the picture. Like, I'm not trusting it to nobody else.
So you looking for him? You want him to freestyle or something?
But you gonna wind up going to sleep.
We got a private caller. We got a private caller on the line.
Night,
I guess he just talking.
Time.
He don't know he on the line. Private caller. You want to say hi? Why are we having people playing on the phone from private numbers?
Because they be playing.
Why are you playing, private caller? What's good? Hello?
Hang up on him, honest.
I did hang up on him.
There you go.
My show.
Cause she be going, but when I go there, she go behind the bar and all.
Tweet
that.
Me or something. Tweet me and tell me who you are. Stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to the only reason I do click off certain callers because Blog Talk has changed and they only give us a 12 minimum of callers for some odd reason. That's why I tell everybody call into my show. I mean call into my phone so that we can keep it popping. Shout out to EQ back up on the line. And the new caller we have 267-269. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest? This your boy, Shells 360. You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Yes.
Shells 360.
Hello?
Baby. Yo, this is Shells 360.
Oh, what's
Hello?
Up, baby?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Definitely, if you check out my YouTube, you find a little joint that he did saying big ups to me. What, you had a Cohiba?
Man, something like that.
Cohiba, big old cigar like a boss. I hear that. You won't think I know nothing about that, did you?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that. That cigar shit.
I know about that. Come on, now. I'm from Southwest. I know about everything. I know. It's more to know. I ain't ever pretending to be a know-it-all. Nah. I won't ever.
Yeah.
But definitely... thanks but, so much for being on the line. I'm gonna get to you in 1 second. I wanted to say hi to you. I'm gonna give you a chance. You know what? Go ahead. Show off. Talk about it.
Just one time. I just gotta make a big announcement. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Right now I'm signed to Rocksteady NC.
Are you over there, Shirley, sir?
Down in Atlanta and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like, we getting shit popping right now. It's just getting crazy, getting serious. My niggas like. Going on BET Awards. My nigga just called me from BET Awards, like, just letting us know, like, that shit is crazy and shit is getting real. So, like, right now.
That's what's up. Tell us your website so we can be able to stay up on you. Give us your Twitter. And then I'm going to just keep it brief. I'm going to the song. Just don't leave the show.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it real brief. Like, my Twitter is Shells360 at Twitter and shit. Hit me up on YouTube, Shells28. You know what I'm saying? All that. My MySpace, Heavy Bass Productions. Or matter of fact, just go to MySpace.com, all that bullshit. G-Buck, that's G-B-U-K-K. You know what I'm saying? Holler at that, and we getting shit popping.
That's what's up, yeah. That's what I mean. You.
Big ups to you, and I'm glad that you came through my show to give me that information, and I got to get the world exclusive. We, XY, definitely is a movement, too. We down south, we everywhere. Find out about Rocksteady. But shout out to my caller from New York. What's good, 718? Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Gunning, the name Domination for the record. You already know. Fire Radio.
I know who you are. Domination. Welcome to the show. Big ups to C-Styles. I'm coming to his birthday party in New York tomorrow. Y'all will see the girl in the building to come celebrate with the CEO himself, hustling ass C-Styles. Big ups to Universal and all you all.
That's right, Universal.
What's good, Domination?
Everything good. I can't complain, you know.
You got to show up. This your first time on the show. We've been waiting for you.
This my first time on the show. You know, I'm just trying to go off right now. You know, niggas got to remind me sometimes. I be caught up with real life situations, so. You know,
it's
right
definitely
now,
all real. Let everybody know about
it. Like, yo, call it right now. I said, all right, I'm calling it right now.
Definitely, that's what's up. That's love. Talk about yourself. Show off. Let us know your website. I don't think I'm following you on Twitter.
I ain't even on Twitter, but you can follow Bangham Smurf on Twitter. His Twitter is Twitter/itsBanghamSmurf, or it's Bangham on Twitter. I don't really got a Twitter because I don't really feel like I need to know, let everybody know what I'm doing from every minute to minute.
But
I just feel like it's bullshit. It's addictive, but I don't know. Honestly, like, to me, I just don't do the 20 things.
All right. I'm going to hit you up. We're going to definitely chat about that. But I'm about to get into some Philly music. Thank you so much for calling in. We're about to go into this joint. This is just a freestyle song. They definitely killed the Forever Main beat. Like, what the shit, Forever? Molly,
I'm
going to
do that Forever Main
Molly
beat,
Ball.
Too.
I am, too. I'm going in like Kanye, who I think is the hottest rapper. I'm going to go. We were freestyling last night. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's crazy. I love that line. She got a bad hit like a fanny pack. But it's just so funny. Right. I think fanny packs are so horrible. But without no further ado, out of Thundercat Studio, Forever, Molly Raw, Raw Deal, G-Stack.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. Shutting shit down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Yeah, Molly Raw. I be stunting on them boys. Oh, like they ain't know that. Got haters already. I ain't even blow that. But I'm first in dress and I track with a dough at. 32 up in the hammer shack. Kyle post that. I'm like Duncan in the post. Play that pop. Bill Russell calling shots like I'm the coach. Bill Jackson when I'm champion. Make that O do with a rip. Flip it hard like Ricky Ross. Until them all you start to surf. I was Anderson the Youngin. Bagging up crazy. Riding with that old white bitch, Miss Daisy. Yeah, money was coming kinda slow. I used to stand still for it. Now I get it on the go. That mean I get it for the low. And I ditch it for the high. And in Master taking cabins with them poppy just to buy. Other words, we break it down and pass around and must be fly. And there's money over everything. I scream it till I die, nigga.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. Shutting shit down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Okay, raw deal, baby. Ayo, voice like cannabis, flow like Jadakiss, deep like KRS. I'm a true lyricist, I am the shit, y'all just ain't it. First name High, last name Adis. Back in town from a upstate vacation. This beat ain't nothing serious, just
just something to play with. As a youngster, I never cared much for school. Pop math in the corner while learning how to bust my tool. Here's the number one rule. Never put your bitches for your money. If you do, use a motherfucking fool. I'm about the action, motherfucker talking. Everybody trap, but ain't nobody sparking. I'm a marksman, I blast with the locking. Lay you out flatly, your ass in the coffin. Where I'm from, niggas get body bagged too often. In my hood, we're masters of losses. Kill you over nothing, these bastards are heartless. Everybody talking, but raw deals sparking. I'm the fucking reason that forensics is chalking your brain.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done to me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Shutting shit down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine,
baby,
ever mine.
I'ma do it like them did it, right? Check this out.
There they go, hating, so it's time for G-Stack to go this flow. Oh, nigga get lost, I'm a boss, this I think they know. Radio, they won't play me, I'm like drugs, they just say no. Get him out of here for the doc, come over here and say he overdosed. I roll up on so beats like I'm supposed to blow. Get him, yo, yeah, I'm hot, but everybody hating, they don't hear me though. I'm about to spit game at them, aim at them, won't flame at them. Bang at them, crack his train, they get right next to his lady friend. Nobody can hang, we knock the competition off me and my nigga Molly Raw. I'm like the cap, he like the show. Nigga, get out or get involved. We don't play, we knock them off. Like them boots on 52nd Street. Don't ever think about testing me or disrespecting me. You know I'm hot, I got the recipe. Take a step back, let me breathe. I'ma grip my gat and let it squeeze, let it squeeze. We got what you need, what you ain't had enough. Automatic bust, what you wanna stretch it, call it Kevin, what?
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done to me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. Want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Shutting shit down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever mine.
Oh man, get the fuck out of town, Thundercat Studio. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, I was in the booth, man, and I felt like an Eminem moment. You know what I'm saying?
You had an Eminem moment.
Yeah, like I had to go back. My man Raw Dill was there. Like we went back, we 20 years back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in there. I'm like, ooh, yo, let me go in. Like I gotta show these.
Talk
I gotta
about
show
the market. I heard
flow.
Them.
I got to show these dudes how to flow, man. You know what I mean? Go ahead, do your thing, baby. As you should. Like, I had my moment, and Raw Dill looking at me, he like, well, G, you better go in. Everybody looking like you better go in. I understand. You went in. I'm sorry to cut you off. You went in, but I also got to welcome
my motherfucking peoples. I curse a lot, but guess what? Nobody's paying me not to. This is Philly Shine by Honest Fire, my own show. I get to do what I please on the internet. Do it too. Great forum to relate and network. What's good, P89, baby?
What's good with you? What's up? What's up?
Welcome back to Philly Sound. What you think about that track, being a hip-hop connoisseur yourself?
Man, yo, them boys, yeah, I mean, they did their motherfucking thing on that shit right there. I was listening to that junk to the phone. That shit was mad right there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mad, definitely. Yeah, two of the artists are on the line right now. I definitely sent a text out to Molly. I don't know where he at. I just got to poll it real fast because I was out sitting here nodding my head. Everybody in the studio looking at me like, what you listening to? What's that? But for everybody who heard it, L.A., what you think about that track?
That song was fire, man. That thing was fire. Definitely had my head bobbing over here.
Bobbing too. That's what's up. What about you, Rome?
Love that song, man. I'm sitting here. I had to roll up, man.
I feel you. The only time I'm able to roll up and stuff while I'm doing Philly Challenge is somebody else, my secret DJ. Other than that, I'm doing too much work.
I know.
What about
I know.
What about my nigga Domination?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
you
feeling the track. I definitely support my
Big
underground.
Big Dumbo.
I'm here, baby.
My nigga Domination, man. Straight up, man. Yeah. Straight up, Feed the Wolves mixtape, man.
Feed
is
the
out
Wolves.
Too, y'all.
Early. The Volume 2 is out right now. We got both Volume 1 and Volume 2 to the street.
We're going to definitely talk about that. I got that track, too.
Definitely.
Big up to my boy, P89. Welcome back to the show. What's new with you?
Man, you know, doing my thing, getting ready for this video shoot. October 25th, Tour to Ellis. I mean, P89 featuring Freeway. We're going to lock the city down. You know what it is.
Enough respect.
Can I get that joint email to me, please?
Yeah, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
me too.
You know what I mean? I'm going to send that joint out to you tomorrow. All
right. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Definitely need that. EQ, if you want to talk, put your phone on mute, please, buddy. Put your phone on mute. Big up to you, big homie. Big up to my boy, Bangham Smurf. You know, one of the original members of G-Unit. Boys, definitely Furl. He calls always from Trinidad to my show, so I gotta show him so much love.
Yeah, Smurf out there doing his thing.
Yeah, wow. Feed the Wolves. He said it's a market down there that he untouched and he's ripping it up. So
yeah, he got some Trinidad artists that get busy too. Gazzy Gates, Nemesis. Yeah. They get busy down there out in Trinidad right now.
We gonna get it in and we gonna get to know him. Big ups to him, Feed the Wolves, and then we're going to go on to the new track that I did in Thundercat Studio with this Corey Wynn singing ass. Gosh darn.
Right.
He like one of them. He sound like what Anthony Hamilton is. Yo, 89.
Wow.
He's crazy. He's crazy.
Yo, Honest, Young Kai want to speak to you, Honest.
Who?
Yeah.
Young Kai.
Young Kai, okay.
What's up, what's up?
Nothing. What's good with you? Welcome to Philly Shine. How you been?
I'm chilling, falling back. The movie premiere did one thing last night.
You said what?
The movie premiere did one thing last night.
What did it do?
It popped. That's all I'm going to say, because that movie is so exclusive right now. Like, you still have it.
Talk about it. How was it just being in that room? It was just like a banging ass energy, and everybody was looking good. Like you was dressed very nice. You can't be dressed like that.
Thank you. But they had a video on the joint. We like that. I mean, everybody was showing us love after the video went off.
Show off. Tell us what's the YouTube tag. I know we can find it in Rich Quick, EQ join, but tell us the exact tag for it so we can find it. You don't know?
Well, my join?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not on YouTube. The Still We Shine, I think that's on the Billboard charts.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, we got to get that. I'm going to turn your father upside down and shake it out of him. Don't play. Don't play. I have my resources. Won't play.
Yeah. The H&O video will be out like next week or a week after that, something like that. But that will be out. We have a new project coming out. I mean, we doing one thing, we're making everything sound good.
All right, that's what's up, Ben. I'm getting ready to get into some more music on a show. And my boy P89, oh man, I lost him. All right, well, he'll probably call back because I wanted him to get specific about the location for the video shoot next week with him and the boy Freeway. Much love to Philly. But this is from Feed the Wolves. Shout out to Bangham Smurf.
Yeah.
Maybach Music.
Yeah.
Feed the Wolves Entertainment. DLL on the track.
Yeah.
Nemesis. Bangham Smurf.
Feed the Wolves.
Cause when the smoke clear and the curtains fall, we look back and we say that we done it all. And some gon' rise and some gon' fall. We look back and we say that we done it all. Cause when the smoke clear and the curtains fall, we look back and we say that we done it all. And some gon' rise and some gon' fall. We look back and we say that we done it all.
these cameras set off. I take a deep breath, blow your roof off. Membred got more balls than a pool hall. Take trips to Dubai, chill with the sheep. I'm a wolf on these streets, little Bo Peep. So you could go weak after your chain missed. Different toilet, still on that same shit. And up, put the toast to your mink. Make them put their hands up like you toastin' a drink. No funny moves or I'll expose what you think. So the last thing you do is fart, shake, and blink. Now, I'm the bomb like a terrorist plan. If nemesis can, I will, and I'll bury your fam. This one is smoke clear, if the cover's full. We look back and we say that we done it all. If some go right, if some go wrong. We look back and we say that we done it all. This one is smoke clear.
Trinidad, you see a nigga house, got bitches playing great stuff in a nigga mouth, my feet smoking blunts of that cactus, taking trips to New York, wait, let me, I put my plan in the pot, now they make me cook, look, now it's time to make them pay for every dime they took, and bang them, I ain't never scared what it look like, big crib, still ain't seen what upstairs would be like, I snap a finger, then they follow my command, all the diamonds on my wrist, make it hard to lift my hand, but don't think I'm a stupid nigga. Nah, I'll take this watch off just to shoot a nigga. Stupid nigga.
This is where the smoke clear and the curtains fall. We look back and we say that we done it all. This stuff gon' ride, this stuff gon' fall. We look back and we say that we done it all. This is where the smoke clear and the curtains fall. We look back and we say that we done it all. This stuff gon' ride, this stuff gon' fall. We look back and we say that we done it all.
Now it's a hard speech. Just give me a heartbeat. Bring your whole top 10. I'll turn them to chart me. Me and the squad eat. If you ain't at all sleep, wanna be, who get lucky, get left with a scar sheet. You witnessing the rise of a legend. So make way, open up your eyes, pay attention. You forget them of a god that they mention. God's gift, who could jeopardize his ascension? Deprive my intention, a mystical message. I want my money long, like smurf list of offenses. And you're shorter than the fiends list of expenses. The shooters in the house, that's why niggas is pensive. I'm guilty, I'm feeling all the hate they feel. I got the pressure from the scene, that's my hate they feel.
I'm honored to be on your show to make things more powerful for this city, you know what I'm saying to you? So shout out to everybody that's on the line right now, all the supporters, everybody that's supporting the movement. Definitely be looking out for that DVD, Concealed Habitat. I don't know who else you had on the line from the movie, but for what I'm hearing, everybody enjoyed themselves last night, had a beautiful night, you know what I mean? And I just thank you once again for the opportunity. Definitely keep doing your thing. And all them tracks you've been playing lately, yo, them joints be crazy. Like,
yo, I was sick. I'm about to play the joint that I did. New for me. I'm about to play that joint right now. And then I'll let you get back. I'll let you go back to you, what you doing, because I'm talking. I don't know how many people in the studio with you.
I'm working on some beats right now because somebody been calling me up, telling me to hit some beats. And I got a new exclusive project coming out with Schoolie D. Some old school artists, Schoolie D, MC Breeze, Speak Knowledge, a couple of people, you know what I mean, old school tracks and stuff like that. But one thing I wanted to say is that definitely, you should do this. You should do this, Honest. Everybody been giving you their tracks, right? It's not nothing for you to take everybody's track and put it on a compilation joint and call it Philly Shine Hottest Mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
you would sell that.
Listen. Yes. Philly Shine Mixtape, the DVD is coming soon. Production from Black MOB Entertainment and whoever else want to extend it. Much love to everybody. I mean, it's going to feature all my performances from the first Sundays at Mill Creek. And definitely going to match it up with music that I play on the show. And talk about that music. I got something else. You know how you want to do something real big and you don't even want to say nothing about it? I have something I don't even want to say anything about it. I'm always a person that's like, blah, 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 do it, blah, 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 blah. But this is, I'm like, all right.
Fire chick like ma.
We getting a call.
Excuse me. Who that? Oh, shout out to Mr. Wee. Hold on, Wee. I'm about to hook him up on the show. Hold up, who that? I told everybody calling my phone.
I mean, if you can't get on the line. Can you hear me, please?
Hello?
Mr. Wee, welcome to Philly Shine.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? What's going on, world?
Chilling. EQ was just now giving us, bigging up the movie, bigging up all y'all.
That's love. EQ, he still in there?
Yeah,
he's
on.
EQ,
I'm still here, Papa.
What's going on?
Yo, I wanted to tell Honest, like, some exclusive stuff also that, you know, we now got you on board, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be official, and we definitely part of Illadel Styles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and we about to rock out and do something amazing.
Right, yeah, that's definitely a twist right there. I am no stop. I mean, OGQ put me on a lot of stuff, put me on a lot with a lot of knowledge right there, so like, I'm rocking with whatever you do. I'm with it.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. That's definitely love. Shout out to you in person. Definitely a humble, cool dude. Your peoples is all that. We will talk about that a little bit more, but I want y'all to hear this track real fast.
Excuse me, can I go
in
here real fast? This is Singing on a Hook, Corey Wim, homie, Tamo, he goes up first. Oh, wait a minute. Tamo, he goes up first. Kimo is first, then the girl, Honest, myself,
right.
Second, and then we got the boy, Raw, coming up at the end. And what is the song? The Way That You Move. Oh, man, crazy. We went, we didn't do 16s, and that was part of D-State. What was that about, D-State? What prompted you to make the verses?
You just need to give him a little bit more.
You had to give him a little bit more?
Yeah.
Hold on, ain't nothing wrong with giving out a little bit more. All right, so we're going to give you a little bit more on Philly Shine. Give me 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Second. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. All right, here it is. Shout out to Domination still listening in. Raw Deal. I know you love this track. You on it. Raw Deal, you heard me?
Oh, Raw
Deal, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. You can't hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. All right, Tamo, Raw Deal, I'm Fire, Corey Wim, The Way That You Move. All right, here we go. A little technical difficulty. Here it goes.
The way that you move, gets me in my groove. I feel like it whenever I get next to you. The way that you move, gets me in my groove. I feel like it whenever I get next to you.
Hey, yo, to move up in the club and you know I'm in my groove. Mommy, it's something about the way that you move. A couple shots of Henny threw back a couple blues. Got me thinking about going home with you. bad, but this and my, I can't choose. Both of y'all come in front if you want to. And my, I don't wanna hear what you don't do. We can drink a little liquor, blow a little skunk too. Then I wanna get you from behind. Turn around, shake it, my dirty wine. You know your boy here got a dirty mind. I done danced with you like 30 times. Yo, some more up in the club, and I'm VIP. Straight through the doors, down even CID. And I'm me, I get through the doors with my heat. Got a couple on me, couple more, and my cheeks look down. Move, shake, dance, get in your groove, now let's go.
The way that you move.
Corey One's on the hook. Shout out to Raw Deal. What's good with it, EQ? How you like that?
Hello?
EQ, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. And we still in the building.
Yeah, and we in the building. I know, I just had to pull him on the other phone or whatever. I got y'all.
I was just real with that word. I knew that was y'all, my bad. Yo, that's hot.
It's hot.
Yeah, I feel that.
Thank y'all. Definitely got more things to come, more music to come. And
I just hear you be coming out your bag. You be coming out the bag with all kinds of crazy lyrics. Like, I'm just be listening to you. Yeah,
I know how I get. But you know what?
I just want to know how one thing. How come I can't get none of those crazy lyrics on none of my beats? I just can't understand it.
No, I'm coming. We become closer and start doing more things together with this music, EQ. Don't even make it seem like, yeah, you know I mean.
I mean, everybody getting all these exclusives, hot, honest fire lines, and I can't get one.
I'm near ASAP. We tried. Remember that day, but we be doing so much stuff.
I just want to say,
it's about to be 2010 over here. I want to thank everybody in Philly, everybody listening, whoever. LL Style, it's about to be a whole new LL Style. We're about to do our thing majorly, stepping up 100% in the tools for the 2010. So if y'all want to get us some official graphic movies, videos, holler at my OG, EQ, and he got you. But that's what it is. If you ain't rocking with us, y'all not rocking with nothing.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I got some from our two first squad. Definitely do. And big up to Domination, still listening.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still listening. Man. We was having our own little discussion over here and all that. My bad, I ain't been pitching in my ideas and whatnot.
Hey, ain't that wrong with these souls to definitely keep it moving. And tell us about where we can find out about you. Your Facebook, MySpace.
Definitely on Facebook, definitely on the MySpace, but I got it. Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You mixtape coming out directly. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, me and you going to go in there. It's already cooked up. We just got to do the flyer. I said, that's on deck already. I told you.
I got DJs out the ass. Who hosting that, Jordan?
Right now, it's Streets. You know what I mean?
Like that.
Everybody know we are in a crazy recession right here. I got bills, mortgages, and all that. I can't be passing out $200-$500 and all that to DJs right now. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I try. I can't.
We got to grind.
That's why we on. You see the grind yesterday, so still have it to LL Style, so we repping. They want to find out about him, we holler at my man OEQ over there. He's going to put you on everything that need to know about me. That's my mouth when I'm not around. EQ, fully LL Style.
Yeah, I'm about to wind the show down a little bit. I do got my fellas representing real hard. Shout out to my baby. I love him so much. Lou Ryder, y'all know he's my man, even though he's in Mississippi and we never met physically. I love him. I watch his YouTubes all the time. He calls me. We tweet each other. So that's my boyfriend. Do not hate.
Well, not Willie.
What you say? Hold up. What you say?
Well, I gotta say one thing, honest. My man King is on your top. I'm sorry.
You're not supposed to say that on the air.
I'm sorry. I told him I'm gonna put him on blast. I'm doing that. He's on your top. He's trying to be. Listen.
He's trying to what? What? Well, where is he? Is he close to how you started it? We gotta finish it.
Is this his sister radio show?
No.
Listen, I'm going to keep it true. He told me that it's over the Jones and Big Butt. You got the real shit. He been on your side, right? I told you, honest. But we not on that. We on that for Casillo Habitat. You can call my phone person. We can talk about that. I'll call my man King.
You need to put it out there. Where he at now? Because I want to talk about this. Because I know I got a big butt and everything. You know what I'm saying? But. And that's a big butt.
He's not even around me. It is a big butt. You definitely got it. But
listen.
Not even around me right now.
You know what? You're digging yourself a hole. I'm going to get you later. You know what? We're going to play this track for my baby.
Play the track.
Lou Ryder. Get up on it. Definitely, he's formerly singing background for Life Jennings. Shout out to my boy, Jay Brother. Big ups to it all. Get up, boy.
I'm trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. See, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like sugar body type. I'll give you everything that you wanna. You're the classy type and send some world reserves. They'll make you realize you don't deserve. You first choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and I'll be my name's the writer. It's nice to meet ya. Your friends acting jealous and the fellas, they gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' leave with taste in their mouth and all I'm saying. Try to tell her, so I just met her. I'm gonna get her. I'm gonna take it to my room and give it to ya. Oh,
I won, man.
First I'm gonna talk to ya, before I do ya. Give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
NYC. Oh, I got you on both lines, C Styles.
Hello?
Big ups to C Styles. Birthday
what?
Boy, I'm coming to see you tomorrow.
So it's popping New York City, popping Philly and all that.
Yes, sir.
Philly's popping. Philly shine popping. That was my boy Lou Ryder from Mississippi. Definitely holding it down. All crazy. How's your birthday been?
My birthday been lovely, man. I had a great time at Club Imperial last night. I-97, give me a shout-out, Bobby Trends and all that. I got a party tomorrow at 2V1, 547 West 27th Street, between 10th and 11th. I got Domination showing up.
Yes, sir.
Mom and all the others, man. Shout-out to Rome. I hear you, boy. And I mean, shout-out to Bengals, Smurfs, Black, Dirty Hustle, IMG University. We still here.
Early Young Dice, Maybach Music, y'all already know.
Young Dice, yeah.
That's what's good, yeah. Definitely Feed the Wolves. It's heavy. I got to get some more of that music in here on my show. I got y'all. I remember I told you that I wasn't able to download that zip file.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I need the tracks individual or something. I'll buy them. I don't care.
I know you will.
You support real hip hop. Right. We're going to send it to you over, though, Fire. We're definitely going to send it to you.
Thank you, Domination. Big ups to my New York peoples. Much love to you all. Harlem
we
niggas.
We international.
Yeah, I feel you. Much love. And then I got my peoples on the line, C-Styles. We just did a movie premiere yesterday in Philly. The movie's called Concealed Habitat. I don't know if I could get you a copy sent to you. I know EQ would definitely look out. It's a great movie. The premiere was all and everybody was dressed beautifully. I was just on my chill, just helping
organize it. It was love. It was all love.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I still got y'all.
I definitely still got my boy, Mr. Wee, and his big mouth. We can call him Mr. Big Mouth.
I'm chilling now.
Oh, no, I don't threw you under the bus. One thing about me.
Huh?
No, see, once I throw you under the bus, I'm going to keep running over you. Over and over again.
I'm trying to my man so he can call up there, too, but he's not even answering his phone. So it's killing me, the dad. It's cool.
But you lucky. I loved your character on the movie. Like, how was that separating yourself from that character? How far away was that character from the man that you are? I forget the character's name in the movie. Concealed Habitat. What was your
Frisco?
Frisco. How similar is Frisco and Mr. Wee?
Wee, do I still got you on here? Oh, he hung up.
Man.
Hold up.
Look out for Dominique's movie, Youngblood. Talk about that.
Movie Youngblood. We're doing that movie,
too.
You can look for the YouTube. You can type in Youngblood's the movie and see the
Y-O-U-N-G.
Trailer for that. Yeah, Y-O-U-N-G, Bloods with a Z, the movie on YouTube. You can check that out.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm about to get Mr. Wee back on the line. Hold on, because I had a little question for him.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Domination Grinder.
Yes, he's out.
Yeah, we definitely here, man.
That's what's up. Much love. Yeah, I got Mr. Wee back on the line. Now, the question I had asked was, how close is Mr. Wee and Frisco? Like, how close are you to that character and personality? Was it hard to separate yourself to be?
On some real tip, I'm actually trying to, like, get away from that character right now. You know what I mean? Because I'm getting older, I'm trying to get more positive and try to stay out of stuff. So that's me as we speaking right now, but I'm more... In my mind, I'm a little more better than it is. I think more long term than more than like Frisco thinking right now and then right then we gotta get this money right now. That's how easily be. But right now, I'm going to like I'm thinking more 10 years than a line now. How money gonna be 10 years better right
that's,
now or next week?
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you have to be like him because it's a real. I felt as though his character was real, but you have to definitely. Be real about his character. He was just like on a paper chase. I gotta get this. I gotta get mine. I don't care. Like, what we gonna do? We gotta get it now. Like, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, I think even looking at that movie, you can get a sense of how hard it is and how confusing it is being in the hood where you want to get your you want to have things right away. You want to get your everything right away as soon as. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you see it without working for it. Is it something positive that you could say, like, that you took away from that character? Because, yeah, he was a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. I took away from that character, like, how you got to look at, well, you know, the premier situation with that, but how he, the love that he had for his brother, it's a lot of things that's what's not going on in Philly right now. A lot of people are just letting the young boys run wild, and there ain't no guidance with him. So that was a lot, he had a lot of love for his younger brother, which we need to bring more back into the community.
He definitely did. But you know what I'm saying? But even in, I think, his love for his brother, instead of him thinking of a long-term fix for his brother, you know what I mean? he really wasn't. Like, without giving the movie away, y'all gotta check out the movie. But yo, that movie, I swear, I was trying to just control everything. I wanted everybody's face. Like, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, be honest, you was holding it down crazy. I came in front, holding it down.
Yeah, definitely. That's it's much love. Much love to you all. Thank you so much.
Oh,
you at the Parkside party?
Yeah,
the line around the corner?
Yeah, the line is kind of husky. I'm about to see what to do right now. My folks just went in, but, you know, I can't go in and be all loud on the joint. This is my little first. This is first of all, kind of, like I told you earlier, I love you for even giving me your number, even letting me call up the station. Like, it's 100% love. I'm always going to have love for you since they got to die. But there's one opportunity right here.
Thank you. Well, you go ahead and have a ball. That party is a month late, and definitely everybody is excited. I wish I could be there, too. Party extra hard for me.
I'm in there.
Shout out to everybody over there at the Parkside joint, definitely hustling and keeping it moving. Go ahead and have some fun. The show's over anyway. And and we'll be back tomorrow night, so you can come back.
Oh, I'm loving with y'all up, definitely. Y'all be safe in New York, Philly, Jersey, wherever. Y'all be safe, because Silver Habitat is the movie. Make sure y'all check it out. EQ Philly, Head of Style. Y'all be safe. Onyx, I love you, Onyx.
Mm-hmm. Love you back. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Be safe. So be fine.
Mm-hmm. How does that feel, EQ? You, like, really are inspiring people. And like, the message of your movie, how would you make it out?
I you know what, Mr. Wee, like, Ben, he was on my first project, like, and I can tell you one thing, he definitely a grinder. Like, he don't just get in the movie and just try to show face, get his face on a flyer. Like, he really grind it out. Like, he get all his people interested, you know what I'm saying, and he really get into character. So, like, just to know that he hungry, if we had more people like that hungry and just not worry about the fame, but really get into whatever they're doing, whether it's music, whether it's the movie or whatever, I think Philly can prosper. Right now, you know, we got to stop worrying about the flyer, man, the flyer and the poster, all that. That's going to come, you know what I'm saying, too. We got to really get into our music bag, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love Down South. I love what they're doing as far as stick with that unity thing. Like, and the East Coast, we need to really...
getting it though, like, I swear, like, I don't even feel that clout, because even if you're in a room of haters, it's definitely a bunch of love, and you know I got your back, so.
Most definitely.
No, I'm privileged to all types of information, being a female, so,
yeah, it was definitely good to have everybody, like, Q really got in her bag, you know what I'm saying, like, she was really awesome in the movie. See, Knowledge from New York, definitely from Diggable Planets, he was definitely in his bag after I got him a whole bottle of Henny throughout the whole... He was actually really drinking that. He was actually drinking Henny throughout the whole movie, like,
wow.
To get in his bag. You know, but it was a...
But you know what? I think I would have to be fucked up to do that movie, to do his part. I would have to be fucked up, too. Like, I got to be fucked up. This is nigga, I'm fucked up. Get another damn drink. Speaking of fuck, this is another song for my boyfriend, Lou Ryder. I just want to fuck. We're going to play this, Wind Down, and then I got to talk to the talented gentleman I got behind me. All Crazy, Mark Madness, Big Face Dunny, Snooty Banks, Ill. But thank you. Thank you so much, EQ.
This Small Post Radio. Small Post Radio. I don't think you're ready for this one, ladies. Amen on the track.
Monster Track.
I'm about to name you right. One and only. Ladies.
I'm about to beat it up, up, up. Hey.
out to Lou Ryder with his fine dancing ass. Big ups, big ups all over the place. C Styles, before we get out of here.
Yes.
Please give us some final
Yeah, I'm going to give final shout out to God first for another, you know, I mean, another life, another day and so forth. Shout out to Honest Fire.
Get him. I had to definitely press the buttons real, real fast. So sad, but it's cool. Big up to C Styles, definitely a great guy. You could definitely check him out on the channel with Universal Records. He's doing some big things. Universal actually just bought Disney, so we all know what that's hitting for. But before I leave the show or whatever, I got to big up what I did earlier on Facebook. And I'm going to spit a few of my lines and then also a few of my people's joints too. Because it was just crazy. It was like 65 comments in, but back and forth were like five MCs, or just five writers, just five artists, period. Like, it was much love. I had such a good time and just started off. Wait a minute. I started off, I said, I got a great idea and test for my MCs. Let's go back and forth. I got two bars. You post two bars, rhyme or just flow, let's go. I said, no one will knock me off my pedestal. Schedule a sabbatical and mine is alphabetical. Hold up. Then my homie goes, Kai, where'd it go, Kai? Oh, Nikai deleted some of her joins. It's cool, but we were definitely going back and forth all crazy. Having a little technical difficulty.